So, I have a confession to make. Hear me out, okay? You guys know that I have a regular person job outside of being the goddess. And I love my job. I'm good at my job, and I am so thankful that I get to do both right now. What I didn't expect... Well, let me tell you, I didn't expect what happened today. So today at work was just like every other day. Me and my coworker hunkered down in our space, doing endless amounts of paperwork, shooting the shit about anything and everything in between, throwing jokes, insults, inside jokes around like kids throw snowballs in the winter, chatting to people as they come running in and out looking for stuff. And sure, we've even discussed sex and relationships and maybe some not very appropriate for work jokes to each other. Like the kind that would maybe even get us fired if anyone overheard us. Except, instead of discussing any of that, or where we were going to get dinner tonight, or what we were working on, or even whatever Netflix thing we had decided to watch separately on our time off, they, that is, you, brought up something that made me choke on my iced coffee. The topic of ASMR. It was just as likely as any subject, I guess, and bound to come up eventually. We're both creative types, after all. I'm surprised you didn't see me actually choke on my coffee. I should be thankful for that, at least. What killed me was that they, well, you, mentioned specific ASMR artists that you listen to. And that's what I thought you had me. I thought you'd uncovered my secret and were ready to tease me or I don't know what, really. Then you mentioned me by name. Well, you said you liked the goddess next door. So technically, you mentioned me to me. And I know, right now, you're sitting, stock still, wondering who you mentioned me to, wondering if it's actually you I'm talking about. You know who you are. The way you looked when you said you loved how real I sound in my audios, and how I make you feel a little less lonely when you go home to your empty apartment. Well, not only did that kill me a little, but that just solidified why I do this for people. So people feel less alone. And of course, then you quickly moved along and started talking about how, and thank God you lowered your voice for this part, because if you had said this at your normal speaking level, I probably would have turned redder than I already am. How much you love how the goddess, how I, hit all your buttons when you're trying to masturbate. How the sounds I make you come every single time. Part of me wondered if you knew it was me, that I'm the goddess. And it made me wonder how our relationship would change. Would you tease me about my secrets? Would you try to get me to notice you? Or would you wait till I accidentally let it slip? Or even more curious, would you be so bold to make a move? I wouldn't be surprised. You tend to be impulsive and adorable that way. You wouldn't half-ass it either. You'd go all out and make it special. But anyway, of course, being who I am and having the kinks that I do, I had immediate daydreams of you clearing the desk and wanting to make out right there at work. Which, of course, led to even naughtier daydreams. Thank God I kept my composure. All I did was act like I had no idea who she, who I, whatever, roll with it, it's complicated anyway, who she was and let you yammer on about her work. I learned a little bit too, what audios you like, and by extension what kinks you're into. It made me happy to know that we share quite a few fantasies. Not that I didn't already have some suspicions based on our previous conversations. It's because of you that we're working on a suggestion form. Is it bad that I hope you put in one? I want to cater to your every whim, every kink, every single naughty fantasy you have. I guess the moral of this story is, I know you listen to me. I know you're a big fan, and honestly, I'm a huge fan of yours. I think you're fun and attractive, and there are days I wish we didn't work together so I wasn't constantly thinking about you naked and pleasing me. So, if you want to make a move, I'll be waiting. See you at work.